good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
Hi, my name is Rochelle.
It's pretty exciting. Why are you so excited?
I'm just trying to sound more excited than you are, which is not hard.
What, you think I'm just asleep at the wheel here?
Yeah.
Well, a vote of confidence would help a bit. What is going on? I know Rochelle's newest, least favorite movie.
What?
We watched it this afternoon. I was surprised that you were not impressed by this movie.
You know what? I think it's just sometimes when other people are talking about movies so much and making it sound like it's going to be the best thing ever, and then you go and watch it and it's not the best thing ever, then you actually end up not liking it at all because you thought you had higher expectations. I had higher expectations.
Of course, we're talking about the movie Inception. Rochelle had not seen it, and neither had I, believe it or not, even though it's been out like a long time. It's been out like, I think maybe even a year or so. Pretty fucking close.
No.
At least we should get out more, I think.
No, because I'm so glad that we didn't go to a movie theater and pay to go see that because I was bored out of my mind. I'm like trying to find stuff to do while watching it because I was just, I'm like, maybe it will get better if I, you know, another 5 minutes.
And if it doesn't, just add a few more layers to
the dream, whatever. It was so dumb. I hated it.
I thought it was really good. So I was kind of curious
It could be such an awesome idea.
What would you do to improve this movie?
Okay, for one thing, get rid of like Leonardo DiCaprio's stupid story about how he has to do this one last thing so he can get back to his kids. That was super lame.
That whole
not a good story at all.
Yeah. That's his motivation, though.
No, it's stupid.
Okay. Without motivation, why would he do the things he needs to do?
Just because you want to do it. Like, I don't know. Just why does it have to be that whole part doesn't even have to exist, really.
All right. If you were editing it, that'd be gone.
I would take out that stupid
story. That whole
story.
Fucking thing about the wife and all this shit.
Yeah.
Gone. Out the fucking window.
And then all the guns, all the gunfighting and shit like that. That was so boring.
Well, you have somebody that agrees with you in our live chat. The drunk is joining us and saying also less gunfights.
Thank you. I was falling asleep while the gunfighting shit was going on because it was too much. Less of that and more of like cities flipping on top of each other and cool shit that happens in dreams. There's so much better cool shit that happens in dreams.
Yeah, they actually pretty much put all the cool shit at the beginning of the movie when they're doing the little tour of the dream world with Ellen Page.
And I'm like, you know, that whole part where she had to make the maze and everything?
Yeah.
Where was the maze? I didn't see the maze.
I don't know.
I wanted to see a maze. Mazes are cool.
I don't recall seeing any.
No, no mazes, just bigger fucking guns. So dumb.
So, out of four, what would you give this movie?
Like,
actually, no. If we're going
half,
okay, because we
get half of a star. That's it.
Wow, you really didn't like this movie, did you?
It was so dumb, stupid.
You didn't like. Okay, well, I guess it's not for everybody. I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. Lots going on.
No. Dreams, because the minute you make a movie about dreams, you have opened up the world to, like, you could put anything in it, you know? Say, for instance, Alice in Wonderland. That's a dream story. That's a pretty fucking awesome dream story.
All right, so let me boil it down.
Smoking caterpillars, decks of cars around. Like, that's a pretty awesome dream.
I think I see what you're saying, and I can sum it up in a short sentence. Less guns. More unicorns.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, there's always room for more unicorns in dreams. And
what is Dreamscape? Somebody in the chat saying, remember Dreamscape.
Remember that? We actually watched it. You didn't like that one either. That was with Dennis Quaid. We watched it several months ago. It was on the Netflix. Dennis Quaid goes into, it's sort of a similar idea where he goes into people's dreams and stuff like that. I remember you also did not like that one. You thought it was boring. That was your
Nice. I like what the drunk is saying in the chat. More acid. Maybe that's what I want.
Yeah, there's not like It's not like
maybe it's because like when I wake up, I remember my dreams, and my dreams are pretty awesome,
pretty vivid, and a lot of crazy shit going on.
Yeah, really cool. And this movie, my dreams are way better than this movie, so I'd rather be sleeping.
And could you imagine like 5 layers of your dreams?
You know what? That's just stupid. I don't even get that.
This is bullshit.
It is bullshit. Why would I want to fall asleep inside my dream?
It
doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know. As opposed to what, like folding buildings and stuff like that?
All right. Yeah.
Moving along. Got up to a few things this weekend. Rochelle and I, we actually did a rare thing where we had separate plans on a Saturday evening. I went to a mixed CD party. I guess it happens every year. And basically what it is everybody comes to this party. They make a mixed CD based on a theme or an idea or whatever that they have. And they bring 10 copies to the party. And they put it on a table. And prizes are awarded and stuff like that. Rochelle was doing something else.
What?
You weren't there.
I know. I wasn't there. If I was there, I could probably explain everything better than what you
said.
Well,
you were there last year. You know the you know the rules, right? So,
yeah.
What are you crunching?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get a cookie. Cookies?
Professionalism, Rochelle.
I'm sorry.
Professionalism. All right? We're trying to put out a quality product. And you're crunching and making a lot of fucking noise.
I'm just sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Oh, crunch. now you're just being a...
Yeah, now I'm just being a bitch. Okay. I wasn't there. I went to a friend's place, and it was for an Arbonne party, which is kind of the way I've been explaining to people is like Mary Kay party.
Yeah.
So you buy, you know, the person presents everything and shows you all this stuff that they're selling, and then the ladies are like, "Ooh, this is nice. Ooh, this is nice. I want some of this. Can I have some of this?" And blah blah blah.
It's times like these where I'm glad that I'm a guy.
And no, I missed that. No, I missed that whole part
because
I came home and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
So by the time I got there, that whole part was done. Oh. But I didn't really want to go to that part anyway.
Right. No. You just wanted to go to the hanging out and drinking part afterwards.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
You did.
Yeah, so I showed up, and then pretty much everybody else took off after I showed up, so it was just me and my friend hanging out.
And drinking.
Yeah.
It
was fun.
Cool. Yeah, so the mix CD that I made was a basically it's like kind of like a workout CD where I took a bunch of songs in a playlist. I beat mixed them so that they all sort of flowed seamlessly. And then afterwards, I did sort of a vocal narration over the entire thing where I was instructing people to do various exercises. Kind of like a,
awesome.
Like a Jane Fonda workout type thing. And actually, even though I did, only make 10 copies, I will be posting the link. So if you want to listen to an hour's worth of this, you can check it out later. I'll be putting that up on our episode link.
So could someone actually listen to it and really do a real workout to it?
I don't know, because I wasn't really doing actual exercises while I was recording
just
the book.
Just kind of made it up.
I was just kind of saying words and listening back to it. I'm like, wow, if that was a real exercise, I would be probably falling over and hurting myself right now.
Yeah. But
sounds all right. Anyways, I'll post that. You can check that out and feel free.
Are you going to play some of it right now?
I do have a bit of that. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I'll just kind of skip ahead.
No, do it from the beginning because that's a good part.
Nah.
Okay, fine. Whatever you want to play.
All right, we're going to do something new. We're going to do an exercise called running on the spot. It involves socks, a really slippery floor, and a lot of dedication. You can do this. All right. It involves both your left leg and your right leg. Now, follow me. Left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. You're doing good. Left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. Push it. Push it. Right leg, left leg. Doing good. Doing good. You can do this. All right. Yeah.
No way.
You're so fucking good, you don't even need me telling you what to do for the next few songs. All right, keep at it, and I'll join you in a few songs. Go. Run. All right. Yeah, imagine that for like an hour.
That's so awesome.
So if you feel that you're up to the job of listening to that,
I want to listen to it.
Yeah, go. I'll be posting a link and you can listen to your heart's content.
Nice.
And hopefully you won't hurt yourself. And if you do, it's not my fault. And please do not sue me because I'm not a professional when it comes to things like these.
So does that, I could listen to this off of our new Mac TV box, right?
Oh yeah, we got that. We got a, that was a thing. You know, I like surprises. I like surprising Rochelle all the time.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I got the Apple TV, the new sort of small black one that looks about the, size of a hockey puck, but square. And, yeah, kind of surprised Rochelle. I kind of forget when I order things and I get really excited on like a Monday. And then by the time Friday arrives and the thing actually is there, it's like, oh.
Rochelle, yeah, I forgot to tell you that I bought this thing that we talked about a year ago and decided not to buy it, but then I decided to buy it anyway. Surprise!
Surprise! All right, well, okay. You like it, right?
I do. I like it.
Yeah, that's where we watched Inception on today. So
yeah, and we also have Netflix on it too.
We used to watch it on the Nintendo Wii, but. I think it looks better on here, to be honest.
I don't notice the difference. Yeah,
whatever. All right. So we did that. What else was going on? Well, let me tell you. I don't know if we want to tackle this now or we want to wait a little bit longer in the show, but actually, let me just mention this before we get into Eurovision stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is a story which was sent in by Kelvin in one of his emails where he sends out lots of stuff, which is kind of cool. Carts are one of the dirtiest places in the grocery store. University of Arizona researcher says you may want to grab one of those disinfectant wipes right before you grab a grocery cart. The lead researcher swabbed the handles of 85 carts in 4 states for...
Ew! I have to go grocery shopping tomorrow.
Wear gloves. Just think about it. The lead researcher swabbed the handles of 85 carts in 4 states for bacterial contamination. It's better, Rochelle, listen to this. He says that 72% of the carts had a positive marker for fecal bacteria.
Oh, come on. I don't want to know this. I'm going to be one of those germaphobe people wearing sanitary gloves everywhere now.
Yeah. When they examined some of the samples, they found E. coli on half of them. That's fantastic. Researchers say that they actually found more fecal bacteria on grocery cart handles than you would typically find in a bathroom.
Oh.
Mainly because bathrooms are disinfected more often than shopping carts. All right. Since most stores do not routinely wash or disinfect their carts, it's up to you to do it. All right. Scientists say this study helps explain why earlier investigations found kids who touched the handles are more likely than others to get infected with bacteria like Salmonella. Mm-mm.
That's so gross.
Yeah, I guess you're doing...
I've seen, like, kids with their mouths on the handles,
Are you
too.
Fucking serious? So it's like...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did that as a kid.
That's
disgusting, man. When you were talking about that, it made me... I don't know if we talked about how disgusting the... bathroom is at the Safeway by our house.
I think you meant... Did we,
I think we did talk we, about yeah, that. Yeah.
How about a quick recap? Because that was fucking awesome.
It's so gross. It's just the whole bathroom is like this stainless steel bathroom. So I think they do that so that they can clean it better.
They just hose it out.
Yeah. But, and the toilet, I couldn't even sit on the toilet. I had to like hover over it because there was drops of shit all over it.
Oh, fuck.
And that's the kind of bathroom where you don't touch anything with your hands. You do everything with your feet. You like
open the
wash
you,
the.
How'd you open the door?
Yeah. On the way out, I used my elbow.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty smart.
It's fucking gross. Ew. But now what am I going to do? And when I go grocery shopping, that means I have to touch these handlebars, these handles for the baskets and shit, or else clean it before, and that looks weird.
Bring a, well, we have a thing of wet naps. Why don't you bring one of those? Here's a thing which I found actually kind of gross, but not intentionally.
It's the tale of a rat allegedly caught in the act of planting mice in rival pizza parlors.
He's out of his mind. He lost his mind.
Police in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, arrested this pizza shop owner.
It's insane. It's crazy.
For trying to sneak in mice to infest two competing pizzerias.
That's an act of a desperate man.
Police say Nicholas Galeasitos' recently opened pizza place wasn't doing so hot. He walked into rival Verona Pizza as two cops were having a bite and went into the restroom carrying a bag. When he left without the bag, Verona's owner checked the bathroom.
There was footprints on the toilet seat.
So after finding the footprints, the owner climbs up to inspect the drop ceiling, finds a plastic bag, inside half a dozen mice. Five alive, one dead. The officers then follow Galeasitos to Uncle Nick's Pizza, where they say he dumped another bag into a garbage can.
We look in there. It's a bag of mice.
Now maybe in the movies, rodents can cook, skating to butter the grill. In The Muppets Take Manhattan, or firing up the stove and tossing in ingredients in Ratatouille. But in reality, a rodent can ruin an eatery's reputation. For instance, when the New York Post front-paged a shot of a mouse in a New York City Dunkin' Donuts.
Perhaps giving some customers some extra sprinkles.
David Letterman made...
And by extra sprinkles, we mean... feces.
Dunkin' mouse jokes for months.
The donuts that squeal when you eat them.
Well, at least the pizza isn't squealing. The mice planting plot was foiled.
I've never had to deal with mice as an instrument of criminality.
They were taken to a shelter. Police say the suspect purchased the 9 mice from a pet store.
This is outrageous. How could anyone do this?
The suspect's free on $10,000 bail, facing charges ranging from criminal mischief to harassment. I'll take a pepperoni slice. Hold the mice. Ginny Mo, CNN.
The bag of mice.
New York.
It's a bunch of fucking mice. Holy shit. It's a big fucking mice.
I want to go to that pizza place because that guy looks like a pizza man.
He does look like he should be owning a pizzeria.
He totally does.
I hate to perpetuate stereotypes, but...
but sometimes... I don't know.
He makes
the fucking pizza. I just make the pizza.
I make pizzas and brings the fucking mice. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, that was that. That's a... I guess when competition gets a bit heated, you can... I don't know. That's kind of fucked up, but...
I don't know if mice from the pet store is a really good idea, though, because they're kind of like...
I think like domesticated.
Yeah, domesticated.
I think they would probably die before.
They would just be waiting for someone to feed them if that's what they're used to.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right.
I'm assuming that there's some sort of difference between like mice that get into your shit in your house versus.
Yeah, because the mice that get into your shit in your house, like they usually look smaller and they're just gray.
And there's not like pretty fucking white mice.
Yeah.
Not the ones you feed to...
Not very smart pizza, man.
It's not even a good mice. It's going to die.
All right. I'll quit with the bad impressions for now. But this was... I'm going to... Actually, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a couple Eurovision videos, and then we're going to get into some other stories.
I love the Eurovision. Everybody who has... everybody who I'm friends with and who I've been running into lately, they're like... Yeah, we've seen all those videos you posted on Facebook for Eurovision.
Good. And so we're coming to the end of near the end of where all the countries have selected that the song that's going to represent them. So
the big one that we still have yet to see is Britain.
I know. That's why I have in my notes no video yet.
Really? They're just waiting for like the last minute.
Because they don't have
lazy asses.
Because they don't have a competition within their country, And, you know, so they, it's no fucking big deal. Like, they just kind of
wing it.
Wing it. All right. We're going to start with Belarus. A song called, a song by Anastasia Vinikova. And a song appropriately called Born in Belarusia. All right. Let's see if we can make this work. And
so kind of like Born in the USA, but not
basically. it's oh, got nothing.
Born in the USA. That was Belarus, country of Belarus, with a song called Born in Belarusia. All right. That was awful.
That was some.
I don't know any very much about music when it comes to recording and stuff, but it kind of sounds like the music is canned. Do you know what I mean? Like where it feels like it's not, like it, does that make sense?
Yeah. Like
it's like in a can.
Well, it was probably pre-recorded music she just sang live, right? Karaoke style, essentially.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So I'm guessing if this makes it to the finals, they'll have a big thing I don't know. It's what I expect.
It totally sounds like karaoke.
Yeah, it's what I expect from
bad techno too. The drunk is saying.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. It was just kind of shitty.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
Well, no votes for them from us. Definitely. Moving along, we have Macedonia. Did I play this one? I can't remember if I did.
I don't think so.
All right. Anyways, this is a singer called Vlatko Ilievski and a song called Rushinka. Just give it a sec.
We need to get a map. I have no idea where this is.
They're setting up the microphones, apparently. All right. Bullseye.
Nežna kako snegod, nov me izgaze, oči sini, kako vedro nebo,
podlično. Stop it!
Jaz makedonec, a ona rusinka.
Okay, I'll wait to the chorus.
Kako muzika, 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 što me razbira.
All right, we're done. Fuck this.
Yeah, fuck this, man. That's so bad.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I just can't.
Sorry, Macedonia. It's like, you know, we put up with the one from, what was the one, Belarus before?
It makes Belarus sound.
It makes Belarus sound pretty good.
Yeah.
The guy's voice is just like nails on a chalkboard. Ew. Don't even try and...
And singing this, something like that.
You look like you're having a seizure.
That looks like I'm having a shit in my pants. I just dropped a deuce in my pants.
Gross.
All right.
Okay, let's try and find something better.
We'll try one more and then we'll go a few more stories and we'll just play it from there. So, all right. Hopefully, Slovenia is a little bit better. Maya Kuek, that's spelled K-E-U-C, and a song called Vanilla. All right, Slovenia, don't let us down, please. Well, it's not bad techno.
Oh,
hate that.
All right. That was Slovenia's entry.
Maya
Kuk with this song called Vanilla. It was not bad techno, but I'm just not feeling it.
I just wanted to mention what's going on in the chat. There's the drunk is saying bad pop, and then Dreary is saying it might if she is attractive.
And I will say
the
that.
The drunk, yay for sex appeal, Trump's talent every time. And yeah, that sums up a lot of the entries for Eurovision, is the chicks are really hot. And this one, I have to say, I really, you know, they did something really interesting where she's wearing a dress that is slit really high up on one side.
Yeah.
And then there just happened to be this burst of wind. And then the camera is looking up her dress, but you can't see anything because it's all black.
This is why we put all our videos up on our episode links. So in your free time, you can see all this ridiculousness for yourself. And
But the great thing about Eurovision is it's not just the women that they do that with. It's also the men that they do that with.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, the men are equally as attractive, and they usually open up their shirts and stuff and wear tight
pants. At the big crescendo.
Good. It's good because then you get to look at hot chicks and I get to look at hot guys. Everybody wins.
All right.
Where is Hollywood right now? Like, do you know anybody who is a famous male musician, North American musician, who's actually really hot?
A North American musician who's actually really hot?
Yeah.
Like, any musician?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
Like, some people think Michael Bublé is hot, but I don't think he's hot.
He's well groomed. If that's what I can.
That's
say.
About it.
That's about it, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like he crawled out of a dumpster.
Yeah. Like, the only musician I've ever had a crush on was Gavin Rossdale, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. I got a great thing coming up. This is actually another video or another story which was sent in by Kelvin.
Do I get to read it this time?
It's actually a video. But this, I saw this last week and I had forgotten about it, so I was actually quite thankful that he had sent that in so I could put it on the show. And it is I guess there's this woman, a 24-year-old psychologist who does a very particular kind of therapy. All right.
Hi, my name is Sarah White. I'm 24 years old and I am the Naked Therapist. Naked therapy came together as an accumulation of my interests, I would say. I've been studying therapy and psychology in school, and I felt pretty early on that there was something in my mind missing from the classical therapy tradition, and that had to do just with an openness and interest in sexuality. Because I think that's a very important part of people's lives. And I found that traditional therapy that I was being exposed to.
So tell me about your life, and pardon me while I take my panties off.
Yeah, I don't see how this would do anything but give the dude a boner.
Yeah.
Unless that's their problem, that they can't get boners, then it's awesome therapy.
Hey, there you go. All right.
Actually, sort of encourage repression as opposed to encouraging people to open up and explore their sexuality and discuss it. It's pushed aside. It's not really seen as very important. And so I started thinking, well, how could I approach therapy in a very sexually and sensually and consciously open way? So that my patients would feel comfortable talking about it and we could get down to the heart of the matter, I feel, quicker and more effectively. For some people, it's not for everyone, but for some people, naked therapy, as I've experienced with my clients, has been very just eye-opening and world-opening to them. I've dealt with people who have been going to regular therapists for, 20 years and they're ready for something new, and I've dealt with people who've never tried therapy before but think that it's interesting and So for men especially, who are less likely than women to go to therapy, it's a enticing and I think exciting and more effective way, or a very effective way, to get men to open up and introspect and think and meditate on how to make their lives better and more fulfilling.
See, I open up and they open up.
Yeah, you know what I think her idea, the way she came up with this idea,
yeah,
is men for therapy, therapeutic reasons, men will go to strippers.
Yeah.
Or they'll go to escorts.
Yeah.
Or prostitutes. And instead of going to a therapist, so she's probably like, hey, why don't I do this naked, and then I will be all of those women combined, as well as the person that's talking to them.
I know. It's just
a total fucking gimmick.
I think she's just an exhibitionist, really.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And she just, you know, if you go
but
to
like
her-
if you told me, Eric, hey Rochelle, I really want to improve on our relationship and our life, I'm gonna go see this therapist, but she's the naked therapist. Or if you didn't tell me that she was a naked therapist and you were seeing her, and then I found out that you were seeing the naked therapist.
It might be a thing.
It would be a thing. It would totally be a thing.
Yeah. I'm just going to quickly, I should have printed this out, but if you can play along.
I'm going to send that chick a letter.
You can play along.
A really bitchy letter.
Chad, if you open up a new tab in your browser and go to Sarah White Live.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You'll see exactly how legit I am.
What?
Yeah, exactly. There's a professional right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
it's
it looks
so
like a
dumb.
Fucking porn site, anyways.
Yeah, it totally does.
So yeah. I'll be posting a link to that on our episode links. It's just I understand her argument, but it is kind
no,
of
it's
no,
not.
But it is bullshit.
Yeah.
Basically where she's coming from, and she's saying, well, guys are traditionally more clothes typically than, you know, the typical woman, right? And, you know, she's trying to make a more comfortable environment.
That is all bullshit.
So the guys are opening up with their problems, you know, and what better way to make a comfortable environment than for me to have my fucking tits out and my panties on?
Yeah, but if I was a dude, whatever, even being a woman and seeing her, you know, I'm sorry, but your tits and your vagina are going to be distracting to my train of thought.
So tell me about your problems. Tits?
Do you...
Titties?
Yeah.
Titties? that's not it. Tell me about your real problems. Pussy?
I think about pussy all the time. Now that I'm talking to you, I think about pussy even more.
Yeah,
sex addiction.
But I'm
sure, how is that going to help people who are sex addicts?
But like, I can guarantee you that she has no shortage of clients.
Oh, of course not.
Well, especially based on, now that the news story has gone out and people can go to her website and see her in various states of undress.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, but being a professional, because she has her glasses on, therefore being very professional.
Yeah, because she has her glasses on. That's so dumb.
It's like, I'm a professional. All right.
I wonder, does she actually, like, is she for real a therapist?
I think she actually might. Well, I'm not.
Because maybe she went to school for, like, the 7 years of being a therapist, and then she realized that she wanted to be a prostitute, but then she couldn't justify
how
it.
How does she?
So she was like, I know. Or maybe because she is a sex addict that she decided to do something that's totally going to get her off, and that's be naked with her customers.
Maybe she just likes the power to give men boners.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty powerful thing. All right. So moving on from one naked profession, we have another. This is actually another thing sent in. Naked chef in Hong Kong. I had it, you know, there was a clip for this, but.
Oh, naked cooking is never good. I've tried it. It's like you get grease on your stomach and stuff and it hurts.
There was a clip for this, but because this particular cook is from Hong Kong, it makes it, you could really get nothing out of it. But anyways, a new cooking show is set to launch this month on the adult channels. in Hong Kong. A 30-minute episode of Cantonese language show will be hosted by a 26-year-old Flora Cheung and broadcast on the Ice Fire channel on Now TV. Most men don't like to cook, but I want to get them interested, she told the newspaper. On a trailer on YouTube, the camera follows her as she navigates the wet markets of Hong Kong fully clothed. After she purchases the ingredients, she goes into her kitchen to cook. Here, she strips and dons a transparent apron that protects her, yet reveals all.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a great idea for those who happen to want to
cook naked.
Cook in the nude. Although she has no professional cooking experience, she had also... the producer of the show is certain that she will attract viewers, just as his nude news shows have been doing so since 2004. Hong Kong sounds like a fantastic place to live.
Nude news shows. I would totally watch those ones. That'd be funny.
I've heard,
and informative.
While you're learning and being aroused at the same time. What a potent combination.
That's awesome.
Oh my goodness. Well, good luck to that. People getting, I guess you can do any profession naked, really.
Yeah, I think they should do, you know, in the Roman days when they would have naked men fighting against each other, totally naked.
All right.
I want to see that.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Well, I guess that has to go both ways, right?
But not like gross, like UFC fighting. Those guys are disgusting.
They just kind of hug a lot. So,
like basically like the movie 300 minus the loincloth.
A lot of swords and shields.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, you work on that, Rochelle. Why don't you see if you can form a league of...
League of Naked Men.
Yeah. All right.
I'll have to find 300 of them.
Just fight each other. I'll just sit back and watch. We'll call it therapy. For me.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, yeah, okay. Now I'm a therapist, but instead of me being naked, all of my clients have to be naked.
Yeah, that's switch it around.
Yeah.
The naked salon. What, you think I'd be naked? No, take your fucking clothes off.
Oh my goodness, that would be so bad.
And put on this transparent apron or this transparent cape or whatever the fuck, right?
That's gross. That would be so gross.
It's like, come on, what do you think we are? Like,
I've heard of, I think we talked about this, like the salons that, hair salons where the girls cut your hair topless.
Yeah, yeah. I think we mentioned that a while back, but yeah, anyways. All right. Should we play a few more videos before we get on out of here?
Sure.
All right. I watched this one earlier in the day and I can't explain it. And this is one of the things where you kind of have to watch it, because listening to it, you only kind of get half the story, right? But, we'll kind of fill you in with a bit of narration here. This is Portugal's entry. A group called Homens da Luta and a song called, Luta e Alegria. And that was my awesome pronunciation.
You're so good, Eric.
All right, so let's put that up, Portugal.
This better be good.
Oh, it's
Vem, 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 vem potencia dice va con cuidado. No falta quem lhe queira mandar calar. Não falta quem lhe deixe ressabiado. Não falta quem lhe venda o próprio ar. De noite ou de dia, a luta é a alegria. E o povo avança, é perto a gritar. E traz o pão e dá quem traz o vinho. E vem o velho e vem o novo e o menino. E traz o pão e dá quem traz o vinho. E vem o velho e vem o novo e o menino. Vem celebrar essa situação e vamos cantar toda a reação. Vem celebrar essa situação e vamos cantar toda a reação. Vem celebrar essa situação e vamos cantar toda a reação. Vem celebrar essa situação e vamos cantar toda a reação. E dá o pão e dá o queijo, dá o vinho. E vem o velho e vem o novo e o menino. E dá o pão e dá o queijo, dá o vinho. E vem o velho e vem o novo e o menino. A luta continua enquanto o povo sai à rua.
Wow. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, clearly something was lost in that translation there. Cause
yeah.
I'm guessing that's one of those songs where...
It seems like maybe it's like political or something.
I don't know. It was really weird. There's a group of people on stage. I guess maybe like six or so.
Yeah, and they're all kind of represented. It's kind of like the village people, but they're like Portugal village people.
And there's men and women and...
And they're holding signs.
I don't get it.
I think it's like it's a song for the people and they're like protesting something or saying something.
I think I'm going to have to do more research on this one because it makes no fucking sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. All these songs that we played and all the videos that we refer to, we put up on our episode links. So you can watch not only the Portugal video, but if you feel like watching The Naked Therapist and rubbing one out or three.
What?
Jerking off, Rochelle.
She does that?
No, if you want to jerk off to The Naked
Therapist. Oh, okay. I thought she does that for you.
I'll be posting links to the video and you can go crazy until you're
all therapied out.
Until you got your own sort of personal therapy by looking at her.
Okay.
So that was that. I think we've probably made a lot of people really, really sick of Eurovision over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you know, these videos that we played today, they're all really disappointing to me.
This is not really a standout one.
No. And none of them that we played today were good.
You can't win every day.
Thanks, Eurovision, for making Tip Tap Tip episode whatever totally suck. It's all your fault.
The good thing is there's only a few more songs that we can play, which, you know, if you want, I can play one right now, or we can save them to the other show.
But can you guarantee, Eric, that it is not going to suck ass?
I think the one from Armenia is half decent, if I remember correctly.
No, let's save it for next time.
All right. So that's that. I don't know what else there is to say. I'm just looking at our live chat. Actually, no, we'll mention this, though. If you have any topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us, why don't you fire those off to info@tiptaptip.com. And if you want to catch us live when we do record our shows, feel free to check us out. 8:30 p.m. Wednesdays and Sunday Calgary time. And you can be like the drunk who's in our live chat right now, rattling off a string of seemingly random numbers, of which I'm sure there's some sort of secret code in there, which will perhaps...
Maybe it's his phone number.
That's a long fucking phone number. That's the case. All right. Now you're just fucking with us at the
front. Oh, and also Dreary is also in the chat with us today.
Yes,
thank you for joining us.
All right. So here's a story about a woman and a man in a car.
The couple's fight took a terrifying twist. The husband took off in his van and his wife held onto the hood in horror.
This happened locally. The wild ride lasted more than 40 miles from Manteca to Pleasanton as she clung to the car and somehow survived. Ron Jones spoke with that woman. He's in Manteca with the one thing that kept her holding on.
Her really fucking strong arms.
Wow.
Well, guys, I had an opportunity to speak with a police officer with Manteca, and he says after 35 years of being in law enforcement, he has never, ever heard of anything like this. A woman traveling on the freeway, going 100 miles an hour on the hood of a car for almost 40 minutes.
There's a purpose that I'm still alive because it was a miracle, and it's got to be to help someone else, but I got to help myself before I can help anyone else.
The wife of the suspect didn't want to be on camera, but tells CBS 13 she's lucky to be alive and was determined to hold on and not let go. Manteca police say 36-year-old Christopher Michael Carroll got into an argument with his wife shortly after midnight Saturday. Investigators say he attacked her and then jumped into the family minivan. She followed him to the street.
She jumped on the hood, and that's where her adventure started.
Screaming down the streets of Manteca and eventually onto the interstate, Carroll's wife sprawled across the hood of the car, held on to the windshield wiper and side mirror.
Okay, let's stop this for a second, all right?
Why the fuck would the dude not stop?
All right, 40 miles on a freeway.
40 minutes.
40 minutes, pardon me. I'm guessing there are other cars on the road. Okay, let's pretend you're somebody else driving. I'm driving down the freeway, just doing my thing. Look over. Wow, there seems to be a woman on the hood of that car. Oh, all right. I'll just mind my business. Keep on driving.
Yeah, but people are like that. People don't say anything or do anything.
People can make a fucking call.
I know they could, but a lot of people are like, you know what? I'm just not going to get involved in that situation. I don't want to be involved in that situation. I've got shit to do. And then they drive on. That's what most people do.
I think that's bullshit.
No, that's not bullshit, Eric.
People call 911 all the fucking time.
Yeah, because it would you know, help them get change at McDonald's or something. It's not – they're helping themselves by calling 911, not other people.
I promise you,
I don't know where I heard this. It's human nature to like avoid a situation rather than get involved.
It's human nature to be a fucking
it's
just a fucking call.
We should ask the naked therapist about this. Yeah. Maybe she will tell us about.
You know, what's the answer? And then she goes, "Here's my tits."
Yeah,
that's not the answer I was looking for, naked therapist. But they are nice. It's like, fuck.
Anyway,
all right.
Here for dear life. Apparently, other motorists saw the wife on the hood of the car and began calling 911. As Carroll allegedly traveled at...
Whoops, I take that all back.
...speeds reaching 100 miles an hour. And to make matters worse, it was 45 degrees that night. Traveling at 100 miles an hour on the hood of the car, police say she was suffering from hypothermia.
Now, there was no doubt in her mind, had she let go at 100 miles an hour, she would have died.
And then suddenly, police say Carroll pulled over in Pleasanton as his wife slid off the hood of the car. She was eventually rescued and Carroll arrested. The wife told CBS 13 if she survived, she wanted her story told to help other victims of domestic violence.
Obviously, it was for a purpose and I'm still alive.
The suspect is now sitting in the San Joaquin County Jail facing attempted murder charges. However, the wife tells CBS 13 that she is only alive by the grace of God.
What a tale.
Well, what strength.
Mm.
Manteca police say the victim only suffered minor injuries.
After all that.
Wow, that guy looks so bored. Wow. What a tale. Wow. I'm going to go home and do that to my wife. No.
Just before I go to therapy, though. Yeah.
Man. Eric, if you ever did that to me, I don't know what I would do.
If I went naked, I don't think
I would chop off your dick.
Well, that's kind of fucking harsh.
I know, but it would be harsh for you to, like, but you don't even have a driver's license, so it's never gonna happen.
It's a big deterrent, though. Fuck. All right, well, let's wrap this up, shall we? Before you get any more fucking ideas
in here. I'm sorry.
I don't like it when you talk about chopping off my dick.
I'm sorry.
That kind of joke is not funny.
This is what I call prevention.
All right. Anyways, thanks for listening to our show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Links to both of those are on our website, tiptapdip.com. We have new shirts in the store, which you should check out. Kind of nice. Black shirts with a fucking nice gray ghosted logo. Kind of subtle. If you don't like the big, bright red Target, like our regular shirts.
I like the Targets. Hey. But these other ones are nice, too.
They're also very nice. So why don't you get a shirt there? That'd be super cool. And why don't you also leave a comment on our website? Each of our episodes, we have a little comment thing. Say, hey, I agree with you. I disagree with you. I like this. I like that. Blah, 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 etc., etc. And tell you what you can also do. I'm putting you to a lot of work, aren't I?
Yeah, you're making people think that when they finish listening to our show, they have to do stuff. That's not a good feeling, Eric.
All right. Well, I'll make it really easy.
How about you just don't say anything else? Because then that way people won't feel overwhelmed, like you're like bossing them around. Bossy pants.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Bossy pants.
I would suggest...
No.
No. I cannot make a suggestion.
Eric, no. I'm going to do shit for you.
I'm going to chop off your dick.
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, fuck. Oh, he's got one fucking trick up your sleeve or nothing. God damn it. All right.
I've got fingers, though.
Yeah. I'll chop off your cutting fingers. Oh.
No, anyways. That would suck.
Yeah, it would suck. I won't do that. I love you. All right. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye.